This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Where'd J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You are listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Rocky. Joining me today is Mr. 315.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's start on this
damn,
side.
Damn, okay, thank
right,
you.
There
damn.
We go. Mr. 315, he's here. Wait, man, that, come on. I got you the first.
That's segment. Cool. No, that's cool. Oh, y'all, got, y'all forgot about me last segment.
Really? I brought you food. I still, gave you water. What
I still
you
feel,
want me to do for
oh,
you?
Yeah, thank
you.
I appreciate that, too. I still feel a little way about that, but I'll get over it during the segment. I'll get over
and
it.
And then, of course, BBB, he's in the house.
Live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting at the Arrowpoint Building in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Where your dreams can come true.
1-800-TV-RADIO, gocsb.com. Sign up to take the tour. Come join in on the fun, man.
Absolutely.
The March Madness.
That's right. It's been great. And we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company. The only ABC we care about.
And hello to the Periscopians and our Facebookians.
Facebookians looking at like the back and the side of my head. We got to get like a better
what, dude, angle. You can move showing, over a little bit to the
they've
right.
Been showing the back of my head all well. That's cool, though.
You can turn around and look at them. At least they hear the big thing is they can see us.
Yeah, they
and
can
hear
see us.
The show.
Yeah, that's
the biggest
important.
Thing.
Y'all like looking at the back of my head? Is the back of my head attractive? I hope I'm not going bald right there.
Eric, you want to move it over just to the right a little
nah,
bit?
Nah, y'all can. Good.
All right. Nah. But they can see you on Periscope.
They can see me on the Periscope.
So that's, you know, they see it. We got people following us on Facebook, chatting with us. So during the show, if you got anything to talk about that you want to share, we'll debate it for a few minutes. Let us know.
We should have put Colin Kaepernick on the dummies of the week for opting out of a contract and not having a team now to go to. And the 49ers were like, oh, you want to get out? Oh, please, hurry up.
Yeah.
We're happy to let you go.
Straight up unemployed.
First, before we get going into today's show, it's going to be about NCAA tournament. Today in sports history, NC State beat UCLA in the Final Four, ending Bruins' 7-year title reign.
What year was
43
that?
43 years ago 43 today.
43 years ago?
43 years ago
wow.
today.
70 what? 4?
74.
Okay.
How long
David Thompson, man.
I wasn't even born yet.
I was born in 76. David Thompson is one of the best players who ever played a game. Back college, mm-hmm. NBA, mm-hmm. whatever, man. Mm-hmm. People tell you that all the time. You go back and watch some of the old stuff. But they beat Bill Walton. No, they beat Lou Alcindor in that team, which is great.
It happens. It's like that in college ball, man.
Yeah.
It only takes one night.
Yeah.
So let's get into how's your bracket. Our standings right now are our ESPN Tournament Challenge. Big Shot is leading 470 points. Get into it. Atlanta Forever 10 is 450. It's one of my buddies. Roger did two brackets. Listen, let me teach you the etiquette of doing a bracket in a group. You never do more than one.
Shoot, we got a couple that – the office pool I'm in, we got some money in. They doing two or three brackets. Like
really?
Yeah, it's God allowed. Man.
All right.
It's so allowed? You
well,
do multiple brackets?
I changed the setting brackets. After I saw somebody did a second one. So we got one. He's not winning anyway. He's got Carolina winning both. So he's going to lose.
Damn, I wish I'd have done a damn bracket.
You will next year. We'll do an NBA, something for the NBA as
oh, the
well.
Playoffs? Cool. Okay.
Okay, do an NBA bracket.
Yeah, we'll do NBA. We'll do something NBA. We'll do a bet.
A bet. NBA. A bet would be cool.
All right, we'll do an NBA. We'll figure out something. We'll do NFL this season like we always do. We'll get y'all signed up for the NFL weekly picks. And hopefully somebody doesn't forget to pick week after week 5.
My bad, man. Damn.
No, I know. I'm just messing. But we'll do that this year. A couple of my other buddies are 5th and 6th, and then me and 2 Legit are tied at 400 points. And then a player to be named later, Matt, is at 400 points as well. So we're tied third ways right now, 8th. But me and 2 Legit have Arizona winning. Matt's got Kansas winning. Of course, you had Duke winning. And you have 600 points left that you can get. I've got 1080, and Matt's got 800. So we'll see how it comes out. But right now, our brackets, you know, if I get Arizona, our biggest game is going to be Arizona and Gonzaga. If they play each other, the winner of that should win the bracket. So we'll see. Looking at, you know, the bracket, going over the bracket, we got Sweet 16 games tonight.
That's right.
First
that's
off, right. Michigan, 7 o'clock. Oregon.
Is it Michigan, Oregon? It yep, 7:09. Michigan, Oregon.
On CBS.
Kansas and Purdue is at 9:39.
That should be fun.
Some good games.
Very good. Tomorrow night's going to be really good. We'll talk about that. And also at 7:39, Gonzaga, West Virginia in the West.
On CBS.
Yep. Xavier, Arizona at 10:09 tonight. So that's a big game. Let's start with the first game they do, Michigan and Oregon at 7:09. There will probably be 53s apiece in this game. Who y'all got winning this game tonight?
Like, this is the game Oregon is going to miss the big man. Boucher. Yes. They luckily got by Rhode Island because Rhode Island got tight at the end of the game. And Landry was unbelievable for Oregon last weekend. They don't get by Michigan tonight. I think Michigan wins a close game, 85-82. I'm giving scores and everything.
Yeah, yeah. We're doing score. That's what we're doing.
He does the score for everything. You can give a score.
I have Michigan also winning by 93-84.
And it sucks because I picked Oregon and I was high scoring. Oregon, I forgot about the center being out.
I will tell you, the guy that has impressed me the most this tournament is Walton Jr. for Michigan. Mm-hmm. That kid has been playing unbelievable. Him and Lonzo Ball, I think, has been playing the best point guard in this tournament. Saying that, I've got Oregon in going to the Elite Eight. Listen, the Conference of Champions, Oregon's going to win this game, man. I mean, Dylan Brooks is unbelievable. I think, personally, he's the best player in this whole tournament. So I'm going to go with them winning.
That's left in this tournament?
He's going to have to – that's left in this tournament. The best? Wow. He's the best player in this tournament. Man. Who's better?
Josh Jackson still in the
Josh
mix.
Josh Jackson. Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo Barrett. I don't think Lonzo Ball is better than Dylan Brooks. Ooh. Do you see those threes he was making the other night? Mm-hmm. He's making half-court threes almost.
Who was that, Lonzo?
No.
Dylan Brooks. I saw Dylan struggling against Rhode Island. If it wasn't for Landry, they would be out.
Well, I'm going to go with Dylan Brooks and Oregon to win this game. What about Kansas and Purdue at 9:30?
I'm going Jayhawks. I got Jayhawks playing for the national title. I haven't been losing, but I have been playing for the national title. Mason and Jackson and Graham, that three right there are going to be tough to contend with for any team.
Don't let me forget Mason. Mason, Walton Jr., those guys have been playing the best point guard. Who you got?
Oh, Kansas. Kansas by a lot.
Let me give a score. Kansas, 85. Purdue, 75.
I would not be surprised. Swanigan inside, though. The kid is really good for Purdue.
He is.
I wouldn't be surprised if Purdue wins, but Kansas, I think, is too good in backcourt to lose this game. I'll say 88-73.
That's right. The game's in Missouri, so there's no home court advantage for either team because Illinois – isn't Purdue in Illinois? Where's Purdue at?
Indiana.
Is it Indiana? Indiana, Kansas aren't too far from Missouri, so you can get in there and get those seats filled up.
All right, going to the West Coast, Gonzaga, West Virginia. Who you got?
You know I got the Zags. I got the Bulldogs. Come on, Gonzaga. This is the round Bob Huggins chokes up in right here.
No, usually he chokes in the first or second.
No, actually, I'm going with Bob Huggins in West Virginia, man. I love the way they play, man.
Me too. I'm going to go West Virginia. I like Adrian inside.
Yeah.
That young guy. I'm going to go West Virginia to beat Gonzaga. I don't trust them. This is where Gonzaga chokes somewhere. They are 1-8 against 3 seeds or higher in this round for the last 7-8 years.
Well, West Virginia is a 4 seed. They got it. They got this. They got this.
3 and up. 3+. So 3, 5, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They lose these games usually. Now, they might win, but we'll see. I got West Virginia winning.
Let's go, Gonzaga.
The way they played last game was great, too. Notre Dame, they really bottled them. Then we got Xavier against Arizona, Sean Miller against his former school, Chris Mack, Bill Murray's son's the associate coach.
That's right.
Who you got
for Zona? I forgot about him last year.
Who you got for Zona and Xavier?
I'm going with the Musketeers. Let's go, Xavier.
You just don't want Arizona to win. Come on, Musketeers.
Let's go, baby.
I don't think you think they will win this game. You just want them to lose because you know what will happen if they win.
Xavier's going to pull off an upset 78-76.
I'm going to just say if Arizona and Gonzaga wins, you'll never see more intense game for me and Big Shot than that Arizona and Gonzaga game.
For teams we don't give a crap about.
What are you talking about? I'm all in on the Conference of Champions, baby.
It's all
Conference
about,
of Champions.
It's all about the WCC this year. West Coast side?
No, it's all Pac-12. Pac-12, we ride and die together
the
in the Pac-12.
Doo-doo, the Pac doo-doo, the Pac-garbage.
Three of the best teams in the country, baby.
That
UCLA, Arizona.
Seed.
They should have been. They got robbed of the number one seed. Arizona got robbed of the number one seed. They lost to a Gonzaga team without three of their starters to Gonzaga.
They lost to Gonzaga. That's the point.
Because they didn't have no players.
Whose fault is that?
They were resting the players for the tournament.
Okay, resting.
I mean, you know,
they were scared because they knew the Bulldogs were going to smack them and break all their confidence to begin with.
That Wildcats on Go Wild.
It's the Musketeers tonight, baby.
Musketeers ain't going to do nothing. They scared.
Arizona.
You got Zona.
Yeah,
just telling us to shut up and go.
No. Keep it. I like the banter. You know what I mean?
So
it's cool.
Zona, I'm going to go Arizona. It's going to be 99-60.
Wow.
They're going to put a bump on them tonight.
Dang.
I'm telling you.
You don't think Xavier's pumped to play against their ex-coach that bolted on them, some of them players?
You know how many losses they got this year? 13.
But they played
lucky
better
to make the
competition.
Who?
They've played
Xavier?
Villanova.
Xavier
they
didn't play better competition.
Twice. They played Creighton. They played better competition.
They
Arizona
did.
And played
they
UCLA.
Are you kidding me? And UCLA Oregon. And Oregon is the best three teams in the country.
That's whack.
Are you crazy? They're still playing.
Because they played whack booty
really?
Schools.
They did not play booty schools.
They did. Arizona played a booty school. They should have lost. Anyway.
It is the tough. It's the Conference of Champions. You know what champions mean, right? They're the best in the land.
When the last time they won a national championship?
Who?
The Pac-12.
The Pac-12?
Yeah,
last
the
year.
Who?
They won last year.
They didn't win last
year. They did. They didn't win NCAA. Men's basketball.
What'd they win in?
They won volleyball.
Oh, my bad. I didn't know we were
they
talking
won
about
golf.
Volleyball. I thought we were talking
they're
about
the
men's
conference
basketball.
Champions. They won everything. They won the Rose Bowl.
Did they win the Rose? Is that an important championship?
It is. USC won the Rose Bowl.
I thought
That's
it was just a New Year's Day game now.
Oh, no, it's a championship.
Is it a championship now?
Yeah, it's for the Pac-12. Moving on. Zona should win this. Then we got we'll save that one for last. The bracket that killed me, I think it killed all of us. Wisconsin and Florida are playing tomorrow. Who you got? Wisconsin, Florida.
Wow.
Nigel Hayes.
Experience against athleticism. Two defensive teams. It's going to slow down.
This will be ugly.
It's a straight pick'em game. I'll take Wisconsin because of their experience. But I wouldn't be surprised if Florida won because Florida got some athletes, man.
Yeah.
They got a lot of young athletes on that team.
Ooh, Wisconsin and an ugly one. 56-47. It's gonna be ugly.
It's gonna be so ugly. It might the 40 points might win this game.
50 will definitely win this game. 50,
I could see it being 42-37. I'll go Wisconsin just because the experience. Looking at the next game, Baylor, South Carolina. Who knows how this game's gonna look? Baylor, South Carolina. Who y'all got?
I'm rooting for the Gamecocks, man. Absolutely. I told you, I don't want Baylor to win anything. Come on, Gamecocks.
Baylor.
You got Baylor?
I do have Baylor, yeah.
I tell you, that point guard that came in late in the game that saved them.
Mm-hmm.
And they got really good inside. I can't remember his name. I'll look it up. But I'm going to go with South Carolina to win. I hope they do. I can see them losing because teams usually, after they beat Duke, the next game are like 1-10 in the past.
They used all their energy because they had to play game ever.
Go back to Lehigh, Bucknell. All these teams that beat Duke, the next game look awful.
But they've had a week. So, get your stuff together.
Hopefully. I'll go South Carolina. Then let's go to
what if South Carolina gets to the Final Four, man?
That'd be crazy. Against Carolina.
And they beat Carolina. Beat the hell out of Carolina.
Beat Carolina and Duke. That'd be awesome.
Y'all were cheering for him. Y'all cheering for him now.
I love Frank Martin, by the way. I'm just saying. I think he's a great coach.
I think he's gotten better, man. He used to be kind of nuts, man.
Oh, he's nuts.
He's still nuts.
I mean, I'm talking about just when he's at Kansas State. At Kansas State, man, I thought he was going to, like, Bobby Knight somebody.
No, I still think he's going to do that.
We'll see how the game goes tomorrow night.
But looking at the other side, we got UNC and Butler tomorrow. You talk about the last two times UNC's played Butler, they've lost. And Butler has beat Villanova twice this
year. Don't sleep on Butler. The Bulldogs know how to play the better competition. They know how to beat teams. UNC should win. They were lucky to get by Arkansas with that no call.
That was a travel.
A travel and a foul. And no call happened. But anyway, that's besides the point. Carolina should win. But I would not be surprised if the Bulldogs handed Carolina now.
So you got Carolina.
I got Carolina. I'll take Carolina.
Who you got?
I'm betting against Carolina.
You got Butler?
I got Butler.
I'm going with Butler because I think Butler is the best. You talked about Xavier earlier. I think Butler's a lot better than Xavier. And Butler's playing Carolina. They always give them fits. I'm going to go with Butler and win this game. It's going to be a close game, though. 68-63.
These seeds mean nothing.
Right.
Like, these teams in college basketball are so close. And on any given night, no matter how much talent
I still think the best teams are better than these other teams, like Kansas.
That year, Connecticut won it from, like, the seven speed. They weren't the best team. They got hot.
But, yeah, I mean, you got to be hot, but I think the better teams will shake you out when it gets to the Final Four. But I think Butler can win. They don't turn the ball over. UNC wants to run fast. And Butler's going to slow it down.
And UNC's half-court game is atrocious.
Yeah, candy mix is horrible.
They don't run pick and roll. It's like, why you don't run pick and roll? Yeah. Run some pick and roll. It can't be just throw the ball into the big man every time.
And then the big game, of course, is UCLA and Kentucky. Whew, you're talking about a game that's going to be great to watch. Fun to watch. Ooh. You got probably one of the best backcourts in the country in Kentucky against one of the best backcourts in the country against UCLA.
And they played earlier this year, too.
Yeah, I forgot. UCLA won December, I think it was.
UCLA won that game. Who y'all got for this game?
I picked UCLA in my bracket, but I'm hoping Kentucky handles Lonzo Ball so we don't have to see LeVar Ball for a minute, at least until the NBA draft comes around. So go ahead, Kentucky. Let's do your thing, Kentucky. Because once UCLA loses, and they're going to lose, LeVar Ball is going to be missing that. She ain't going to be one to answer. I thought your son was all that. Why y'all ain't win the championship? How y'all ain't even get to the Final Four? Are you ready for that, LeVar?
And he picks them to win it all, too, of course, obviously. But
well, you already said you're better than Jordan and everything else. You might as well say something.
Yeah, if you're going to be better than Steph, lead your team to at least the Final Four.
Right.
If you're going to be better than Steph.
Here you go.
Kentucky. Kentucky? I think Kentucky pulls it out, yeah.
I can see it, but I'm going to go with UCLA because I have them in the Final Four where they lose to Kansas. So I'm going to go with UCLA. The Conference of Champions, baby.
There you go again. Mm.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you, the worst thing you could ever do is try to watch a Pac-12 tournament game and hear Bill Walton argue with the other guy about how many teams should get in the tournament from the Pac-12 and not call the game. Conference of Champions, though, all the time. All right. Would you change your pick for the national title real fast? Would you change your pick now? I know you have to. You got a choice.
No, because I felt like Duke had as good a shot as any team.
Okay. Well, now that Duke's not in it, who do you have?
I think Gonzaga's going to win it, man.
Who do you have?
You said Gonzaga?
Yeah, he's got Gonzaga. I can see it, but who you got?
Really?
Well, Villanova won last year, and I thought they would never win it.
It's a toss-up to me right now. I still don't know yet. Kansas.
Kansas or
Kansas who? Or Kentucky.
You got Kansas or Kentucky, just, you think? All right. I got Arizona. I'm sticking with Arizona. Mackey, the Lauri Markkanen, that kid, 7'1", can jumpers inside, outside. The guy is really good. They're good defensively.
Gonzaga got two 7-footers that handle their business. That Collins kid that was in the game who put his hand through the rim.
Are you talking about the lumberjack that they have playing?
Is he a lumberjack?
I don't know, the ugliest beard I've ever seen.
That's their senior. He's their starter, but they got a kid that comes off the bench, man. Super skilled underneath.
Really skilled. They're called the WCC for a reason. Weak conference champ.
Come on now. Stop that. That's what we said about Villanova last year. Villanova spanked Oklahoma
until you win
and burned out Carolina's
until
eyes.
Until you win it, I'm going to keep saying it. Let's go into a top five. You know, I asked you guys, on Monday we did a top five. Give me your top five NCAA teams that won a title.
And not by program history, just by the year
just
they won
the year.
It.
The year they won it, your top five.
Oh, the year they won it. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, for example, UNLV 90 or 91 when they won it.
Duke 2015. Tyus Jones, I'm sorry.
Tyus Jones.
Jahlil Okafor, Justice Winslow. They were unbelievable that year. A great mix of veterans and youth on that team. Quinn Cook was on that team.
So that's number five?
That's number five.
All right. What you got, number five?
Number five. I'm going to go with that 1995 Arkansas Razorback team.
Ooh. Wilmington and
Scotty Thurman.
Scotty Thurman.
Who did they beat in the finals? That's right. They beat them damn Tar Heels.
That was a good team, man.
Yeah. Remember that team?
I remember that team. That was a good team.
Corliss Williamson and Darvin Ham was
Darvin Ham
broke the rim on y'all. That's right.
I had the 72 UCLA Bruins, Bill Walton, Keith Wilkes, and Henry Bibby.
Nice.
He got number four.
I got the 2010 Duke National Championship team led by Nolan Smith with John.
Did you just
Shaw,
get all the Duke
Marshall
teams?
Plumlee, the team that was veteran laced. Like nobody gave Duke a chance to even make the Final Four that year. They went in and ran the table and won the whole damn thing. That was awesome.
Is your all your list Dukes?
Yeah, why not?
Man, this guy, I tell you. What you got number four?
I have 1996 Kentucky.
Rick Pitino.
Yeah, that beat Syracuse. Tony
Walker,
Delk.
Walker, Tony Delk, McCarty, Derek Anderson, Ron Mercer.
Tony Delk with those 8-3s that still – I think it's our 2-3 zone that still haunts me to this day, man.
That is on my list, but I got a little bit higher up. 1974 Wolfpack. David Thompson beat UCLA to stop their 88-game winning streak. You putting Duke on there, I'll put Stay on there. You got number three.
I got the 91 Duke team, that first national championship team. 91. Leitner, Hurley, Hill. My goodness,
please,
man.
Please tell me you got Syracuse on there. I'm sure
you'll
see.
You'll see.
That's my number
three. You got number three.
Number three is that 84 Villanova team that beat Georgetown.
Really?
Or that was 85,
wasn't it? 85. Was it 85?
84. 84, 85.
One of those.
Yeah.
No, it was 84.
Just
because
of the
hot year before.
Because you got to remember, it was one of the biggest upsets ever.
Yeah.
And you got to remember, they shot like 90% or something crazy from the field as a team in that second half. They missed like two shots the whole second half or something like that.
I actually got that Georgetown team on the no title. So it was 84-85. That team was crazy good, though, because they had Pinckney and somebody, I can't remember the other guy, but Georgetown had Patrick Ewing, Sleepy Floyd when they won. For number three, for me, I got 82 Tar Heels, MJ, James Worthy, and Sam Perkins. Man, people forget Sam Perkins was as good as MJ and Worthy in college.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they were better in NBA, but Perkins was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Who you got number two?
That second, the back-to-back national championship teams for Duke.
So does Duke have five championships?
Yes.
Can you fit all five champions in the top? Okay.
You see, State's only got two, but I ain't putting 83 team on this list.
Like, I remember that second championship, the first, right off the tip-off, Bobby Hurley gets the ball. He lobs it from half court. Grant Hill, his damn elbow was at the top of the square. He throws it down. That set the whole tone for Duke. They ran away with that championship. Let's go, Devils.
Can you give him a donut? Because when he gets hungry, he gets crazy. No, I'm just kidding.
What kind do you want?
Nah. Oh, you see him get another
one? They got no more cream filled ones, man. No more jelly filled. I'm good.
Going, who you got for number two?
That 1990 UNLV team.
I am going to tell you that was a good team, not as good as the year before, but man, Stacey Augmon. And you got to remember, after they all left, the next year, Isaiah Ryder.
Yeah.
And they kept reloading for years.
Yeah, Sean Marion, you know, a little later than that, you know. Yeah. I mean, it was.
But that's good. That's good.
Yeah, you know, I enjoyed watching that team.
I went with the 96 Kentucky Wildcats. You talked about Antoine Walker was amazing back then.
Mm-hmm.
Derek Anderson, Ron Mercer. They had some teams.
Yeah.
Had some players. Mm-hmm. So you got number one.
I got Duke 2001, Shane Battier, Jay Williams,
really?
Mike Dunleavy, Carlos Boozer. That team was amazing. Shane Battier was the reigning National Player of the Year. He came back because we wanted to win one more for Shane, and that's what we did, man.
They were a lot of NBA players in that game, that championship game, man.
Who did we play? I can't
Arizona.
Remember. Was it Arizona?
Uh-huh. Gilbert Arenas?
Gilbert Arenas. And,
Richard Jefferson.
Lauren Woods.
Yeah.
And that team. Luke Walton, all them.
Yeah, man.
That was a great game. Who you got number one?
My 2003 Syracuse Orange man. What are y'all talking about? Come on, man.
Can you name another player on that team other than
Carmelo Anthony, Billy Edlin, Josh Pace.
Hakeem Warwick.
Oh, Warwick. That was who I was.
Who was the little white point guard that was there?
Jerry McNamara. Let's stop.
That's the guy. Was McNamara there?
Yeah.
He was the point guard.
Don't play with me. I know my Syracuse Orange
man. I know you do. I don't ever remember. I thought McNamara was there for like 15 years.
He was. I mean, he's still there.
He's one of those guys.
He's on the coaching staff.
But he never, it seemed like he never left.
He didn't. He didn't have to. He helped. Win a national championship. You don't got to go anywhere.
Then remember before Kemba had that crazy Big East tournament.
He had a great run.
He had that great Big East tournament run.
No, he did. He did. He had a great run. I remember that.
The Cuse, baby. 3-1-5, baby.
Weren't they involved in like that 6 overtime game and he was in that game?
Yeah, he was in that game with UConn, yeah.
That was crazy.
The Cuse, baby.
I'm doing this, but I got the 90 Duke Blue Devils. Leitner, Hurley, Grant Hill, Brian Davis. Dude,
they were loaded.
There is no better team I think I've ever seen win a title than that Duke team.
Which year?
Grant Hill, 1991.
Yeah.
They beat the best team that never won a title.
UNLV.
UNLV running Rebels, Larry Johnson, Grandmama, Stacey Augmon, Greg Anthony, Anderson Hunt.
No, they did win a title.
They
won
it the year.
That year they didn't win a title.
But the next year.
I'm talking about that year they didn't win a title. They went. UNLV went
30-1. Undefeated.
They lost one game.
Right.
To Duke.
To Duke.
That was the best team. The year they won the title, they lost like 5 games that next year.
And they hammered Duke that
by
year, too.
30. Yeah. No, I think it was
but that team, that Duke team wasn't as good because that was the Cherokee
Park
team.
Cherokee Park. Phil Henderson. And
like Bobby Hurley and Christian Leitner were freshmen. They weren't ready to play.
Right. That Duke team wasn't nearly as good as.
Right. But that Duke team the next year. That, you know, they won that in 1991, I think it was. That Duke team was so loaded. Leitner, Hurley, and Grant Hill,
man. Needed a miracle shot against Jamal Mashburn and the Kentucky Wildcats.
Yeah, because I thought Kentucky had that game. I thought they won. I thought Kentucky won that game.
Yeah, everybody did.
Whew.
What about your top 5 teams that did not win a title for one season that did not win a title?
That Carolina team that lost to Arkansas. In 95, that team was loaded, I thought. Didn't they have, like, who was on that team, if I can remember?
91?
What team lost to Arkansas? Didn't Arkansas, when they won the national
Arkansas
title,
beat Carolina.
It was Carolina, I believe, yeah.
Carolina had, like, Montross on their team.
Oh, they had
George
Donald Williams.
Lynch was on that team.
Isn't
Donald
that the same?
Williams was on – because that was the team that had won, like, the national championship.
Michigan.
The year before. So they came back. They were reloaded. Like, Carolina was the favorite to go back-to-back, and Arkansas handled them, man. Really hammered them. Well, it was a good game, but Arkansas handled Nolan Richardson, Corliss Williamson. Way to go that year.
That was the one in Charlotte They actually had the Final Four in Charlotte that
really?
Year.
Really?
Yeah. Because I went to the parade. They had the fan fest and everything in Charlotte that year.
Nice.
Because I think Florida was in that.
Because Bill Clinton had just became president, and then Arkansas was in the national title game. And, you know, Bill Clinton, he's from Arkansas. He was all about it.
No, that's not it. Basketball. Let me see. I'm looking that up real fast. 94. They beat Duke, actually.
Was it Duke?
Y'all were the runner-ups.
No, they did beat that they one. Beat that's Duke. Right, that's right, that's right.
Oh, that's right. That's when Grant Hill came back for his last year. Hurley,
right,
Leitner,
right.
Because it was Arkansas, Duke, Arizona, and Florida was in the Final Four.
I remember them playing Purdue. Big Dog Robinson.
And it was at the Charlotte Coliseum because I was there.
Okay.
For that. It was
well,
crazy
my number game. Five losing team was last year's Carolina team that lost. They should be number right. one, too, right. for losing like that.
Who you got?
No, last year's Carolina team was the best team in the country. They should have won the national championship, and they didn't.
Yeah, it was hard to win that game. I mean, Chris Dunn just made a great shot.
Mm-hmm. You mean, what's his face? Chris Jenkins.
Jenkins, thank you.
Oh, for them, yeah. No, and the teams I'm going to list are now in no particular order. Okay. But
we'll just list one. We'll go around the
yeah,
table.
Right. That Houston Cougars team.
83. I'm going to tell you, Hakeem Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler, dude, they were, I mean, they were loaded.
All Hakeem had to do was box out.
Yep.
That's all Hakeem had to do was box out.
He didn't think
out.
It was going to be an air ball.
Yeah.
It was a pass, man. It was a pass.
That was an air ball, it looks like. It looked like an air ball.
It was a pass.
And they'll call it a pass.
Yep.
NC State. It's a national championship, baby. That's all that matters. NC State's got two. Hey, we ain't that far behind Carolina and Duke. So I'll take it. For me, it's Georgetown, 84-85, Patrick Ewing and Sleepy Floyd. Man, Patrick Ewing was amazing in college. He's amazing in pros, but college was unbelievable. What you got number four?
That Memphis Tiger team, Derrick Ooh. Rose, CDR, Ooh. They were unbelievable that you're loaded with talent. And they let Mario Chalmers hit an unbelievable three to send their game into overtime.
That was a good team.
And, I mean, and Justin Timberlake made a big ho-ho about it, but if they would have hit one of those two free throws, Memphis would have had the national championship then to only have it later taken yeah, away from them. So
they missed. Like some, I remember them missing some key free throws in that game. Derrick Rose, one of them, right?
Yes. Missed the last two. Before Mario Chalmers.
Mario Chalmers!
Rio, what you got number four?
I have that 1988 Oklahoma Sooners team.
Stacey King?
Stacey King, Mookie Blaylock, Harvey Grant, those guys when they lost to
Danny Manning.
Danny Manning, yeah.
That was a good team.
That was a heck of a good team. I've got number four, Duke, 88-89. Elton Brand, William Avery, undefeated ACC regular season title. They lost to UConn, who won the title.
Well,
or UConn won the title.
What year was that? 90?
That was 88, 89.
Yeah, Will Avery, Elton Brand.
That was the year William Avery came out after his sophomore year.
And that was it.
And he shouldn't have done anything.
Yeah.
But that team went undefeated in the regular season.
But they ran into Rip Hamilton and Khalid Elamine.
Oh, yeah.
Those two were unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
That UConn team was really good that year.
But you go into fit ACC, man. I mean, that's
Duke was loaded too that year. Duke mm-hmm. had some really good
Avery,
college
Corey Maggette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Corey Maggette. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm. He was on that team.
What you got, number three?
Let me think. Another great team that should have won it. Can I say teams that got to the Final Four but didn't get a national championship?
If they
game?
Were a great team, if you thought they were a great team and they were in the tournament, they can lose them first round. I don't care.
Kentucky. Carl Anthony Towns, Ooh. Willie Cauley-Stein. Who else was on that team? They were loaded.
That was after MKG and Anthony Davis.
Because they won it. They had been undefeated until they ran into Wisconsin.
Was that Wisconsin they lost to?
Yeah, they were undefeated all
that
year.
That was a great team. Harrison.
The Harrison
brothers.
Twins.
Harrison
the Harrison Twins, yeah.
Were on so they were loaded. They were
they
deep.
were good.
Wasn't Devin Booker on that team?
Yeah, Booker was on it too.
I think
he actually didn't play.
Year. He was the following
was
year.
Was he the following year?
You're right. Who you got number three?
Ooh. Ooh, that I want to say 05 Illinois team that lost to Carolina. Darren Williams,
yep.
D. Brown, and those boys.
I think, I was trying to remember who else was on that
team. Was it 05?
5, I believe.
Because I know Darren Williams and Chris Paul and Raymond Felton were all in the same draft.
Yeah.
So it had to be like 04 or 05. Yeah. That's right. That sounds about right.
Because they both.
Because Dwight Howard was drafted in
04.
Yeah.
I think it was 05.
05. Andrew Bogut was the number one pick of that draft.
Yeah.
And then Marvin Williams and then the three guards.
I can't believe the Atlanta Hawks passed on Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, Darren Williams, and Raymond Felton.
Raymond Felton, all three, yeah.
Marvin Williams has been a solid pro.
I ran into him at Walmart a few weeks ago. I saw him at Walmart in the Arboretum, yeah.
2005, Williams beat Illinois.
Yep.
In St. Louis.
That Carolina team was loaded, though, man. Mm-hmm. They were really loaded. Like, old boy that they fired, Rashawn Matt McCants, Doherty, he did his thing. He got all those players there.
Yeah, Sean May, Rashawn McCants, Ray Felton. They were loaded, and, of course, they ended up
Bobcats. Tyler Hansbrough was on that team.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a good team, though. For me, I went with I went with the Fab Five at Michigan. Chris Webber, Jalen Rose, Juwan Howard, Jimmy Jackson.
Carolina team.
That timeout game. Dude, Carolina team was good with Montrose, Williams, and all those guys.
All those boys, yeah. But
that Fab Five.
That Fab Five team.
They were awesome.
Webber, Rose. I mean, Rose
was unbelievable. That was like my number two team because I thought they were going to win it that year. They should have beat Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I got them number three. You got two?
Like I just said, I got Michigan Fab Five number two.
Okay.
They should have won that game, man.
Yep.
My number two, I have to do it like this, but my number two is that Fab Five team.
So all this guy.
And UNLV that lost to Duke in the final. I'm going to like the final four because I got to put UNLV in there.
Right, so
when they remember when UNLV lost to Duke when they went undefeated? Yeah, it wasn't for the national championship, but still, damn. I couldn't believe Duke won that game.
I can. It was unbelievable. That UNLV team was great. Number two for me is UNC 97-98. Antoine Jameson, Vince Carter. Kentucky won the title that year. That was Tubby Smith.
That's my number one team. That Carolina team with Vince Carter, Antoine Jameson, the big kid from Germany. What was his damn name? Big light skinned dude from Germany. He played 4 years.
Yeah, I know you're talking. I know who you're talking about. Oja. It started with an O. I remember who that was. Yeah.
They had Serge Zwicker on that squad.
Serge
Zwicker.
They were loaded. They didn't get by Utah. They lost to Utah.
Was that
in the Final Four?
Ed Cota?
The year that Kentucky won championship, it was Wayne Turner, Naz Muhammad, Scott Padgett, Jamal McClure.
They beat Utah.
That was it. That was all they had that year. Dude, that was horrible. Wayne Turner was good.
Like, Carolina had all the talent.
No, yeah, they
the
did.
Best talent in the country that year, and they couldn't do it, man. They blew it. Absolutely blew it. Who was an old
– hold on, I'll tell you.
Damn, what was his name?
Ed Cota,
baby.
Frederick, Brandon Haywood.
Haywood was on that team. He was a freshman, man.
Frederick, Haywood, Antoine Jameson, Melendez, Makir Nada. He's 6'8" center. Okulula.
That's what we're talking about.
Adonley Okulula. Yep. Scott Williams and Shimon Williams.
Shimon Williams.
Team. Yeah. That was the team on Carolina.
Something tough.
Tongue twister. That team was good, though.
That team was really good. They had the most talented.
You had Antoine Jameson and Vince Carter.
You had the National Player of the Year,
and
Antoine Jameson, and you had Vince Carter. These guys were juniors, and Ed Cota was one of the best point guards in the country that year.
Yep.
They should have won it.
Number one.
That was my number one.
That was your number one. Did you have a
number? My number one loser that should have won it?
Yeah.
Kansas when they lost to the Cuse in 03.
Oh, yeah. They were loaded, too. They had Heinrich. Vaughn was on that team. Nick Collison was on that team. They were deep that year.
They
were really deep that year. But again,
Jeff Hawkins.
At that time, Roy just couldn't get the job done.
Collison
was on that team. Aaron Miles.
Mm-hmm.
Wayne Simeon. That's who I was thinking.
He didn't last at all. Oh, God.
But he was there. for me, it was, of course, UNLV team, 34-1, man. I mean, that team just Unbelievable. I mean,
there you go, man.
There was no better than
if
that
y'all point. Have any different opinions about teams that won and teams that have lost. I know I'm biased about my teams that won. The teams that lost, I feel like I gave fair gripes to.
Absolutely. All right, let's go real fast into Cash Money Players of the Week.
Believe it, please. You already smell me, man. I smell like money. I smell green. Team Invasion, daddy. Southern smoke.
All I ever wanted was some cash money. All right, do you have any?
Let me start with the South Carolina Gamecocks. Their men's team beat Duke Sunday 88-81. Unbelievable second half. Tomwell carried them, their senior leadership. He was all outstanding that game. He was all over the floor. They were just more physical, and they wanted it more than Duke. Way to go, South Carolina. Let me give a shout-out to Ryan Newman and Richard Childress Racing and Ryan Newman found the finish line, won in Phoenix. First time in 4 years they've picked up a win. So it's hard. It's hard. So way to go. And shout out to the USA. 8-0 last night in the World Baseball Classic. Smack Puerto Rico.
Marco Stroman went 7-plus innings. No hit. He gave up a no-hitter in the 7th inning, top of the 7th. But he went 7 innings, no-hit ball against Puerto Rico, one of the best teams.
One of the best teams, deep-loaded teams. We know these Latin teams have players. Yeah, so.
But congrats to Team USA.
I didn't think they had a chance. And lo and behold, they pulled it out.
Yep. You got any?
Nothing really, man.
All right.
Not really.
I've got Bron and Kyrie for scoring combined 80 points versus the Lakers.
Throw Kevin Love in there, because if you put those three together, they scored 101.
I'm not putting him in there. He sat the night before.
Come on now. All three of them sat the night before now.
They should have put that effort against the Clippers.
Exactly.
Three players score 101.
Ruin my Saturday night.
Yep.
That's why you get NBA TV and you catch them on Sunday.
Actually, I did. I did catch them on Sunday.
D'Angelo Russell scored a career high 40 versus the Cavs. He was unbelievable. Got to give him that. Damian Lillard scored season high 49 with career 9 threes versus the Heat this week. Washington's Kelsey Plum sets a women's D1 record for most points in a season.
See, that's another player I would want to play with. Because, you know, you ain't going to get the ball if you pass it back to her, because she going to put it up.
The black hole.
But she's got to work for it. She ain't like some of these other
ones. If she would pass and cut and use some teammates,
maybe she don't have to work so hard. Listen, if you got to work hard. Hey, listen, I ain't never complained about Carmelo to score even when he was at Syracuse, because, you know, that was his
job.
He
was asked to score, and they won a national championship. Is Kelsey Plum going to win a national championship?
How many Kelsey Plum games have you seen?
I've seen absolutely.
Okay, exactly. You don't watch the Pac-12. You don't know?
Pac-12.
The Conference of Champions, baby.
Are they going to be
Conference
Connecticut?
Conference of Champions.
Are they going to be within
Nobody's
30
gonna
points
beat Connecticut.
Connecticut?
Nobody's going to beat Connecticut.
Man. So all her scoring is meaningless.
Hey, Conference of Champions. Usos win the SmackDown Live Tag Championship.
Way to go, Usos. Way to go, Usos.
I thought it was over for them, too. I thought they
I'm
were going to be.
Like, they changed their image. They went heel.
I love the it's new perfect. Image. It's perfect. Great heel.
Yeah, me too.
Brooke Lopez hit a game winner last night versus the Pistons.
Hey,
and at the same time,
it's a fadeaway, wasn't it?
Same time, him and his brother, and Serge Ibaka were missing each other on the court.
That could have been the shot that put us out the playoffs.
I know.
I think so.
When I saw this, I didn't think I was. Yeah, I knew it was the Pistons, but the shot he made was very good.
It was pretty and good defense and everything.
You expect to see that from a 6'6", 6'7" guard, not a 7'2" center who's not athletic.
He faded back with a hand in his face and everything,
falling out of bounds.
That was just an unbelievable shot.
There you go, Hornets. If you want to do something this summer, go ahead and trade MKG for Brooke.
Isn't Brooke Lopez's contract up?
I think after this year,
yeah.
He can opt out.
Then let's throw him some money.
Somebody's going to throw him some money.
Let him come to Charlotte.
Good, pretty good offensive center, yeah.
DeMar DeRozan scored 42 against the Bulls. You just talked about that game.
That was a heck of a game. Jimmy Butler scored 37 in that game as well. That was a heck of a game.
And some punches were thrown, some real punches, too.
Big, slow fools. There's your face, but oh, I'm going to just punch right by your head.
But you know what? They got fined and suspended from the intent because, boy, one of them would have connected.
That would be funny.
Wait a minute. The one did. The one.
Oh, like on the side of his head.
No, it spanked him on the side. I mean,
it grazed him, yeah.
But it shook him up.
It should have grazed him because they did the hockey style. They grabbed each other's jerseys. Like, here, we're trading punches. You stick me, I stick you.
And they both
got suspended. But they couldn't stick each other.
All right, you guys got anything else? We got one more.
Always sports is life, baby.
And you can catch us everywhere. Got one more coming up. We're going to talk some baseball and maybe some football, NFL news. You're listening to BSS Carolinas. You can catch us everywhere. Mm-hmm.